I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Abilene Public Radio proudly presents This I Believe, an exciting national project that invites written essays about the core beliefs that guide our daily lives. This I Believe is based on the famous 1950s radio program of the same name, hosted by acclaimed journalist Edward R. Murrow. You've heard This I Believe from NPR on All Things Considered and Morning Edition. Now KACU presents This I Believe from some of Abilene's brightest and most thoughtful minds. This essay comes from Adelin Randriantarika, a junior political science major. The road to ACU brought Adelin from Madagascar, where he overcame many obstacles that have shaped his core beliefs today.
I don't know if it is time that has changed me into another person, or life itself that has succeeded in teaching me about one of its important concepts, but I finally understand the lesson that my parents and my society have hopelessly tried to teach me. This important concept is the belief in progress. In a developing country like Madagascar, progress means almost everything. It is a way to fight famine, dependency, and illiteracy. I believe in progress that does not have to exceed someone else, a progress that does not have to come from competition against other people. I was not the smartest kid in my family, in my neighborhood, or in my classes. I did not excel in any kind of sport, nor did I have some prestigious talent. I grew up in a very modest family and understood my limitations from a very early age. My understanding of these limitations made me believe that there were many things I could never overcome. During my first year of school, I was about 5 years old. My parents succeeded in making me believe that I was a smart kid. I was very proud of myself when I got good grades or compliments from my teachers. Later on, I realized that I was just an average kid. No idea of improving my grades occurred to me. Outside of school, I played very easy games, mostly by myself. I did not like trying new things for fear of being ridiculed. On my second year in high school, however, some transformations began to occur in my life. I had more trust in myself and did many things that I could not do in public before, like dancing and saying little prayers. The next year, I was one of the few students that earned a high school degree with honors. I heard about governmental scholarships to the US during my first year in college. A part of me wanted to apply, but another part of me, the one that still held the fear of losing, advised me not to. On the very last day for the application, I finally decided to apply. That decision led me to overcome many barriers in my life, such as knowing English well enough to take classes. It's hard to believe because I never thought that I would make it this far. When I ask myself why those changes occurred in my life, I can think of only one good reason: my idea of progress. The time that I spent alone in my childhood playing by myself has shaped me the idea that I could be my own competitor. Every time I do something, I do it to my best ability and compare the result to my last accomplishment just to see if I have made progress. That is how I come to understand progress, a progress that does not have to compete with anybody but myself.
Adeline hails from Madagascar and attends ACU, and wrote profoundly for KACU's presentation of This I Believe.